sequestered in the White House and really has the knowledge of what's really going on in the states, on the ground, the anxiety, the fear that people of our state and our country face, the worries that businesses have about being able to keep their doors open. So, of course, I said yes. I got up at 4:30 this morning and went to the airport. A lot of the regular flights to DC are canceled, so I had to go through Dallas to DC to get there. You know, it's a flight from Denver to DC I took almost every week of my life during my decade in Congress. I commuted back and forth. Flying was a necessary evil. I always, you know, did light spirits and would eat and read a book. This time it was tense. It was very tense. Everybody's wearing a mask, both the flight attendants as well as the passengers, more people than I would have liked on the flight. But, you know, we made it, and hopefully nobody was exposed to the virus, and we all wait for a day where we can freely travel again, whether it's for vacations in Mexico or Europe or Asia, or whether it's to see family and either coast. Now it's not for the faint at heart, and I look forward to returning to Colorado tomorrow as soon as possible to the safety of my home and my family. So went to the White House. First of all, they tested all of us. That was the first nasal test that I had for coronavirus. They put not the kind where they put the swab all the way up your nose, but just one where they wave it around for 10 seconds. It kind of tickled. It's a 20-minute test. Came back negative. That's why, you know, some people asked, part of the time I was meeting with the president and others, we didn't have to have our masks on because everybody in that environment had been tested. It's not the normal environment of a meeting in Colorado or my normal press briefings where everybody would wear masks. Everybody had been through that test. And it was only a day or two ago that the White House actually found several members of the White House team that tested positive and had actually been around people, including the Vice President of the United States, who's now quarantining himself and attending meetings virtually from his office or from his home. So we were all tested. We then went in and joined the president. I say we, it was the governor of North Dakota, myself, and then we were joined by a few others, Secretary Bernhardt, two senators, and then we brought Jill Ryan, the Secretary of Health for Colorado, the head of Department of Health and Environment, and her counterpart from North Dakota was there as well, Governor Burgum's health secretary. So small group.